Twitter. Art of War, insert, and then he'll retweet everybody that likes it.
I retweet my hate, though.
Why do you do that?
I started that.
Why?
I don't know why I started that, because because a lot of rappers, they do the opposite. They retweet everything good somebody says about them.
Right.
And I ain't felt like I needed my ego to be stroked. Mm-hmm. So what I was doing was kind of like putting haters on blast, because I would put them, I would retweet them, and then they would wind up apologizing because the fans would be like, how you hating on this nigga? So it would start a whole bunch of stuff, and they would be like, well, I was just saying, and they would wind up apologizing a lot of times. You know what I mean? So I was just like kind of like putting them on blast, because a lot of times people just say anything.
But do you answer them? Like,
nah.
You know what I do? No matter what, people are gonna hate on you.
Yeah.
Right? And that's the only way you know you're successful.
Yeah, that's just a part of the game. But it was fun to me though. Yeah.
You know what I do? I block people because I get sensitive.
Oh, you block them if they?
Yeah, I don't get sensitive like that. I don't block. Yeah,
I just block people.
You block them?
Yeah.
I just found out how to block.
Yo, I haven't done it yet. I don't know.
Yeah, I haven't blocked nobody. People be going in, man, that nigga fucked that nigga.
But how does that deal? How do you think about that when you start writing and all of that? What is that motivation? What is it?
That's him saying hi, haters.
Yeah, well, definitely. You know, to some degree, it drives me.
Yeah.
A lot of time, you know, especially like when people doubt you. I feel like I was always in a position to be doubted, you know what I mean, from the get-go. Like when I was on the mixtapes and all that, I felt like people been doubting from day one, and I feel like everything that I've been able to accomplish now is to the surprise of a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Like, I don't think people were betting on me,
right?
You know, in the beginning. Like, I remember exactly who they was betting on, mm-hmm, back in 2005 and 2006, and it wasn't me. But I was comfortable with it, and it just drove me to keep working and keep putting out good music. And then I got here, and the people that I was being bet on is not here.
Yeah.
You understand?
But the crazy part is with Twitter, you get to see the hate.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
a lot of times, yeah, artists, I think they, yeah, the hate they have is, yeah, from magazines, TV, yeah, radio. But, yeah, now if you're able to see the people's hate, that's a whole nother level.
You know
level.
What bothers me though? I'm gonna tell you what bothers me out of that. It's not so much of the hate, it's the senseless shit, like, that don't make sense. Like, if I walk in, like, I'm a very humble dude.
Right.
You know, fuck what you think about me, like, whatever you seen on TV, I'm a real humble dude, right? Cause I'm blessed. I didn't have to be here, right? So now if I walk in a diner, I'm not walking in there on no rap shit. I'm walking in, I'm gonna get my little eggs and leave.
Yeah.
Right? Don't get on Twitter and start, oh, Mano walked in here. Who the fuck is he?
Oh.
Because I searched my name. I stalked the haters. So
he's a hater.
I stalked the haters.
Why are you stalking your hate? Maybe you should pay more attention to people that love you.
No, I do. But yeah. I don't. But I acknowledge them. I acknowledge the love. I need the love. I love the love.
Because you'll drive yourself crazy paying attention to that.
No. When you search your name, you find a lot of love.
Yeah.
You find more love than hate anyway.
Right, right.
But then you pay attention to the little bit of hate.
No, but when I walk into some place and if somebody says something about me right there, why are you talking about me and I'm right here?
And I could walk right back in.
Yeah, like, why are you doing that? Like, you know what I mean? Like, that don't make no sense. It's all good, though.
Nah,
all right, Shea 45 Mano is here with me and Daytwan this morning. I do want to ask you what you and Lupe... Don't look at my notes. I do want to ask you what you and Lupe Fiasco were up to.
Oh, okay.
You know, in the studio, both of you, Atlantic Records artists, yeah, and all of that. Shea 45.